Okay, so here's an overarching pattern. Here's an overarching pattern that anybody could see. Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. Now, why would Jesus sit down on the right hand of God? Because the word right means right. The word right means righteous. The word right is written. You write something, the phonics. It is written. It is written that Jesus would sit down on the right hand of God. It was written. The Holy Writ is right. The right path. The right hand path. When I was born, I evidently was born left-handed, but my unsaved dad, who ended up being a heroin addict, he forced me to be right-handed because most of the world is right-handed. Most of the world is right-handed. Why? Because Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. The right-hand side is the right path. Because Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. He didn't sit down on the left hand. He sat down on the right hand of God. Think about it. Meditate on it. Start looking for these patterns. Start looking for the patterns. Everything is a pattern. Every person follows a pattern. Every situation follows a pattern. This guy was weaving on the road. I looked over. He was texting. So he's gonna cause a wreck because he's texting. The right path, the right-hand side, right on red. You might say, well, what about over in the Eastern cultures? Everything's backwards. There's a reason everything's backwards over there. Why would there be a line in the earth? Okay, so you got the east and the west. Why would there be a line of demarcation where things flip? Like over here we use the inches and Fahrenheit, and over there they use metric and Celsius. And I know we use Celsius and all that stuff, but I'm just saying, for the most part, everybody I talk to, hey, it's 80 degrees. They don't say it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit. They don't say centigrade. Everybody I talk to uses Fahrenheit. I don't know anybody in my state that uses centigrade. And when you go to the gas station, it's gallons and not liters. Yeah, the liters is there. It's on your dashboard, but you don't say $4. You say $4 a gallon, not $4 a liter or something. But my point is, the East and the West are set up that way for a reason. And so when Jesus sat down on the right hand, there was a reason he sat down on the right hand of God. There's a reason you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. When you sit down after doing your job, you're finished. So when Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, that means he's finished. It's finished. He's done. It was finished before the foundation world, but he finished his path down here on earth, right? It is finished. It's finished. These patterns that are right in front of you are for your benefit, for your learning, for your edification, for your growth, for you to be able to see through this thing, for you to actually overcome. when you see the overarching patterns, it helps you to be more holy, to be more righteous, to be more set apart, to be more true, upright, true, faithful faith. The reason the ocean waves are there is because that's the horizontal plane. The reason the trees last as long as they do is because they're upright. Learn something from... Okay, so the trees, there's probably a tree in your yard or neighborhood or city or whatever that was there before you were born. And it's still there. And when you die, it's still going to be there. The tree is going to outlive you down here on the earth. So now, what's the object lesson? How can a tree outlive you with all the storms that hit it? The tree above my house was there before I was born. And that tree is probably going to be there when I'm dead. And it might even fall on my house, kill me. That's a big tree. So, that tree outlives me. How's that possible? Because it's upright. It's stable. It's not in the horizontal plane. It's rising up. So how can you get longevity down here? Get out of bed and exercise. Get out of bed and work. Get out of the horizontal plane, the horror plane. Get out of the flesh mind to the spirit mind. Follow a routine. Follow a pattern because your body needs a routine. Don't hate the routine. Just because your body needs the routine doesn't mean your mind is stuck in the routine. Your mind is outside of the routine. Your body has to follow a routine. It has to. Your mind is spirit. It doesn't follow a routine. The only thing your mind should be following is the mind of Christ, following after in series after. An upward spiral, not a downward spiral. If you talk to the death cult members, everything out of their mouth is a curse word, and negativity, and death, and misery, and the cube. They go to the, you going to the football game? How many football games you got to go to before you realize they're the same game every time? You going to the basketball game? How many times you got to go to the basketball game before you realize the same game every time? It's an event. Event. It's a spiritual vent. What you're actually looking at when you go to a football game or a basketball game, you're looking at the red versus the blue. The Turing machine. And the purpose of the Turing machine is to birth in the mind of Christ. So why would I go to a basketball game or a football game if I've already been birthed? And I know the object lesson. It's like when you go to the barbershop, it's a red and blue spiral. So what is happening at the barbershop? You're getting your hair cut. You're getting your hair styled. Style. So the red versus blue Turing machine is cutting you, is turning you, is styling you. You're actually in a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. You're in a birthing machine. You're in a turning machine. You're actually in a CNC Turing machine. And these things happen to you. So everybody's got their little... their little universe they live in, right? So everything that hits you, if you pay attention during the day, everything that hits you is either building, cutting, turning, renovating. Even when you have some fun, like recreation, you go out here and have some recreation. What is that? It's recreation. Recreation is recreation. Take a break and you do some recreation. Do something fun, if you call it fun. Once you see what it is, you realize, once you see past it, everything's, you can actually have fun no matter where you're at because it's all a recreation. Everything's a recreation. Every time you eat, every time you think, every time you walk, every time you sleep and wake up, it's all a recreation, recreating you in the inner man, styling you in the inner man, to style you, stylus, writing on the tablet of your heart. God styles you through the Turing machine. You might say, well, I don't see it. Okay, think of the Holy Spirit as a stylus ink pen. And God told you in His Word that He's the potter, you're the clay. So the Holy Spirit is like the stylus ink pen. And so your heart and your mind is like the clay tablet. So He takes, or a phone tablet. So you're writing on your phone tablet. So the stylus ink pen would be the Holy Spirit, your guide wire, G-U-I-D-E. So the Holy Spirit's the graphical user interface down here between the spirit realm and here. So God is, and His words are too. And so words are spirit. And so you got the Holy Spirit, you got the words that people are speaking around you. So they're guiding you and cutting you and turning you and styling you just like you go to the barber shop. So every day that you go through this red versus blue repeat, you're being styled, you're being turned, you're being metamorphized, I guess. You're going through a metamorphosis. So the metamorphosis is happening every day of your life. If you look back, those who don't change, those who don't go through the caterpillar to butterfly metamorphosis, those who don't change, they stay in a loop. They never grow. Now, why would they stay in the loop-de-loop? They never grow. They're stuck with the same thought life, same habit patterns, same battles. They never overcome. They are stuck. And it's sad because if you go back 20 years and talk to them, which I don't go backwards. But if you go back 20 years and talk to them, they're still in the same stuff over and over. They're still looking for the same fix. They're still looking for the same kind of person to hook up with, thinking that's going to make them happy. They vibrate with the people that they're like. And if they're not happy, what are they going to do? They're going to find somebody else who's not happy. They're going to vibrate with that. Now, I know it's possible for a narcissist to put on a fake face and you get tied to a narcissist and it was actually miserable, but they put on like they weren't. I understand that. That happens. But as you go through enough cycles, you take your time and you break the program. You break the mind control. And you know when something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Not always. But usually. So an overarching pattern is the right hand of God. The overarching pattern of life to be right, to get right, goes back to Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. This is why they want to change words and definitions and meanings and from he to she and stuff like that. They're sick. They're messed up. They're on the left path. They're so confused. You wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. They don't know if they're coming or going. Their mind is so corrupt, you can't even talk to them. That's why it's best not to even yoke up with them or talk to them. Their mind is, they're out of their mind, really.